But we are thankful for the presence of each one. This morning, the lesson, the Lord willing, we'll discuss a lesson entitled Aging Gracefully. You know, most young people do not think about growing old, for they have yet to experience the reality of growing old in the sense of declining in one's physical strength and mental capabilities. For the young, getting older has always meant getting better as they draw closer to the peak of their physical maturity. If the younger generation talk about growing old, it is sometimes with disdain for the way some people spend their golden years. Discontented with life, set in their ways, and sometimes bitter towards people. Someone has stated some older women and old men grow bitter with age. The more their teeth drop out, the more biting they get. And I say that with a smile. This has prompted some of the younger generation to say, when I get old, I will never be like that. Growing old gracefully does not happen by accident, unless one understands and applies certain principles while they are young, the chances are great that he or she will become like the elderly they sometimes look down upon. Think carefully about this statement. Some spend the first half of their lives making the second half miserable. How did we spend the first half of our life? And how are we now spending the last half of our life? Will we or are we growing old gracefully? Before we consider certain principles which aid in graceful aging, we need to consider the possibility of aging gracefully, which can be illustrated by biblical examples. The Bible says of Moses, he was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural face abated. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. Barzillai, the Gileadite, showed gracious hospitality at age 80. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 31 and 32 reads, Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man, the Bible says. The Bible says that Dorcas helped the poor and widows. Acts 9:36-39 reads, Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. Whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood with him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. That's Acts 9:36-39. Notice the graceful manner in which Paul faced death. He said, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Read 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Peter aged gracefully through his service as an elder or overseer. Peter wrote, The elders which are among you I exhort, whom am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, reads 1 Peter 5, 1 and 2. Peter remained diligent as death approached. He said, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle or fleshly body, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor, that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance," reads 2 Peter 1, 13 through 15. Peter was also forgiving toward those who rightly rebuked him. The Bible says that Paul withstood Peter to the face because he was to be blamed, Galatians 2:11. But later Peter wrote our beloved brother Paul, 2 Peter 3:15, which clearly indicates no harboring of ill will. Yes, growing old gracefully is possible. Someone has said when grace is joined with wrinkles, it is adorable. There is an unspeakable dawn in happy old age. Unfortunately, too often wrinkles are not joined with grace. How can the young live today so as to grow old gracefully and not pathetically? And how can those who are old be graceful in their old age? There are several principles that, when applied, can ensure that growing old will be a graceful experience. Notice with me some principles of aging gracefully. We shall reap what we sow. The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting," reads Galatians 6, 7 and 8. This is true in all areas of life. For example, in the physical realm, if we sow corn, we'll reap corn. If we take good care of our physical body, we'll enjoy reasonably good health. If we disregard healthy habits, our bodies will suffer for it. This is especially so in the spiritual realm. "Even as I have seen they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same," Job said in Job 4 and verse 8. Much of the bitterness, discontentment, and anger which characterizes some older people in our society is the result of sowing to the flesh. Note the spiritual consequences for sowing to the works of the flesh. The Bible says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and the such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God," Galatians 5, 19 through 21. In contrast, notice the fruit of those who sow to the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. How much better to do as Hosea says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy," Hosea 10 and verse 12. The young sometimes and very often say, "I want to sow my wild oats while I am still young." The younger generation fail to realize the harvest of physical trouble they will reap later in life. If they abuse their body, their health will be ruined. If they engage in immorality, they will ruin their reputation. and make it difficult to have a normal family life and the joy it ought to bring. Samuel Johnson said, "He that would pass the latter part of life with honor and decency must, when he is young, consider that he shall one day be old. Principles of aging gracefully: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God," Matthew 4 and verse 4. Let's focus our attention on two words of this passage: bread, which involves more than just dough. It includes all things of a material nature. Live, which involves more than just simple existence. It includes living life in its fullest sense in Christ, which is an abundant life. We must realize one does not find the good life in seeking and acquiring material things. The Bible says, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth," Luke 12 and verse 15. If we don't learn this while we're young and remember it when we're old, we will waste much of our life pursuing the wrong things and hate ourselves for it when we face death's door. Solomon came to this realization in Ecclesiastes 2, 17 through 23. A French philosopher saw the ungraceful way many old people live out their later years. As a result of learning this truth too late, he said, "Old men grasp more at life than babies, and leave it with a much worse grace than young people. It is because all their labors have been for this life, they perceive at last their trouble lost." There is more to life than material things. To grow old gracefully, we must realize this and find that which makes life full and abundant. Fortunately, Jesus came to help us. "The thief came not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come," Jesus said, "that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." John 10 and verse 10. He is the true and living way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, 6. And it is the Word of God that shows us the way to Christ. The Bible says you examine the Scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. And it is those very Scriptures that testify about me, John 5:39. The Word of God reveals Christ to us, who in turn shows us how to really live, for He is the life. What a shame to go through life only to find at the last that our labors were of no lasting value. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Luke 9:25. Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God," reads Luke 12, 15 through 21. Principles of aging gracefully: the importance of wisdom. Wisdom is insight and understanding, which enables one to make the best use of his or her talents and circumstances, avoiding the mistakes and pitfalls of this life. The value of wisdom is beautifully proclaimed in Proverbs 3:13 through 18. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She, that is wisdom and understanding, is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways, that is, wisdom and understanding, are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She, that is wisdom and understanding, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The value of wisdom is illustrated in Ephesians 5:15 through 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The days are evil. The time is short. James chapter 4, 13 through 14. Wisdom helps one to utilize to the fullest what little time we have instead of wasting our precious time. Spiritual wisdom can only be acquired by God through His Word. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and wisdom, reads Proverbs 2 and verse 6. What better source than from He who by wisdom created the universe? The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew, reads Proverbs 3:19 through 20. With such wisdom, especially at an early age, our journey through life will be more pleasant and graceful. The wisdom of Proverbs says, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Proverbs 3:21 through 26. We can get a head start and soon pass those of this world. The psalmist declared, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. For they, that is God's instructions, are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." Psalms 119:97 through 100. Principles of aging gracefully. With the wisdom found in God's Word, it is possible to grow old gracefully and be graceful in old age. To help us apply these principles, consider some practical steps based upon Paul's exhortation to the young preacher, Timothy. To practice aging gracefully, we need to be an example to others. And I will say that there's no age limit on that. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation or conduct, in charity, that is love, in spirit, in faith, in purity, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. There is no way one can avoid being an example to others. One will either be a good example, or one will be an example of what not to be. Determined to be an example to those who believe, and this will set one on the right track to being graceful in old age. We need to commit ourselves to the Word of God. The Bible says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine or teaching. 1 Timothy 4:13. We need to commit ourselves to studying and teaching the Word of God to others. This will assure that we have an open line to God's wisdom. We need to study the Bible daily and share what we learn with others. We should cultivate our talents. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, Paul told Timothy. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 14. The degree to which we reap will be based upon the ability with which we can sow. If we want to reap a large harvest of good in this life, we need to develop our talents. We should apply diligence to our efforts. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine or teaching. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4:15 through 16. Growing old gracefully, like many good things, does not happen by accident. It takes concentrated effort, so be diligent and persevere until the end. In closing, one man said, to keep the heart unwrinkled, to be hopeful, kindly, cheerful, reverent, is to triumph over old age. Is it possible to triumph over old age, to grow gracefully? Yes. But those of us who are young or younger must realize the experience is reserved for those who follow the wisdom of God. Understand the abundant life is not found in worldly things. Sow in such a way as to bear fruit and reap a harvest leading to eternal life. Such a person will be like those described in Psalms 92, 12 through 15, which reads, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. That's Psalms 92, 12 through 15. Do we wish to be like that? By the grace of God, we can. In Christ Jesus, we can become a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Made possible by the washing and regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, 1 Timothy 3:15. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come? While together, we stand to say,
there's a great day coming.